The Knife Edge of Desire by North of All Music, read by Sunkit and Shash, a Moldau Zusher and the Untamed fanfiction, rated mature. Summary. Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian, deep in the Sunshot campaign, walk into a trap. 3 moments from Wei Wuxian's experience of the incident. A coda to As the Constellations in the Night Sky. 1. Blossom. Stumbling in the field, wiping blood from his face. It happens. It's the first time since he fell that it's happened, at least in waking. He dreams sometimes, and sometimes the dreams have a hot edge, and he opens his eyes to it already fading, wakes to the feeling of his dick already softening. He tries, sometimes, to make it happen. A hand on himself, prodding and stroking and squeezing, to see how it'll feel. It feels, usually, like nothing much. It feels weak and far away. He took himself outside his body to survive the breakage, and maybe he never quite made it all the way back in. Maybe he's possessing himself, he thinks, sometimes. Sometimes, sometimes, he thinks it, in the dark, and doesn't sleep, in case he slips from his body entirely again when he isn't looking. Sometimes he feels something like arousal, and still doesn't get hard. If he's relaxed for once, if he's sort of drifting, if it doesn't matter as much that he isn't completely in his body, he can feel a little nice, a little warm. Just let it sit there. This is none of those things. Not fading, not drifting, not absence. This is arousal as a wrenching thing that demands his body respond, demands that everything in him that could ever feel pleasure respond. It's like pain. It's like being kicked in the stomach and craving another blow. He's been kicked in the stomach before. Wen Chao's boot, his men's. It just felt like it was going to kill him. It was pain that was just pain. He aches through all of his midsection and between his legs, and it isn't just pain. Lan Zhan, stronger than him, cleaner, doesn't seem to feel a thing. Wei Wuxian wants to clutch at his stomach, clutch at his dick. He is running the variables. He is trying to understand. It's so hard to understand when he just wants. He wants to get out of this place, where they've killed people. There are so many places where they've killed people, but he hasn't gotten hard in his clothes and any of the others. There's something wrong here. Something burning which caught at some of them as they fought. At some of the Wen soldiers. And at Wei Wuxian. He makes himself look. At the ground. The dead. Trampled grass. Snapped branches. Scattered flowers. This is what they do to every place they pass through. He wants to get out. Get out. They take care of the bodies. Him and Lan Zhan. He's shaky and exhausted, and for a while the need fades. Mercifully, it fades. He can help lift the dead and lay them gently to rest. He can look closely at the ground, at the flowers, the flowers. Stories women tell, laughing together. Stories in an inn as he fetched them breakfast today. Love magic. Secret places. They've fought in a place they shouldn't have. They shouldn't have. His mind blurs again. Come, Lan Zhan says, and turns in the direction of a stream which lies hidden in the woods. Maybe I can wash all this off, Wei Wuxian thinks. Blurry. Maybe Lan Zhan can wash it off me. Wipe it off with his hands. Quick, efficient strokes. The curl of his long fingers. He shivers. 2. Fever. Lotus Pier in his dreams. It's like this again and again. It feels sometimes as though he dreams Zheng Cheng's dreams for him. They were on the floor. They were holding hands. Zheng Cheng couldn't look, so Wei Wuxian looked for him. He looked. They were on the floor. Holding hands. Holding hands. The blood on their faces. The blood in their hair. Did they make you look, Zheng Cheng? When they burned out the core of you, did they make you look, after all? Of course they did. He can't carry these things. Can't pluck them from Zheng Cheng's hands as easily as pulling a core from his body. There's no trial to pass. Days and nights of pain and then done. No engulfing closure. But he dreams. Fever dreams inside him. Inside him. Burial dreams are more intimate, deeper. But something about the bodies, the hands. Someone is holding his hands. Were his parents holding hands? Lan Zhan in his dreams. Hands, hands. His voice in Wei Wuxian's head. The things he clung to in the dark. They cling in the dark. The dead brought food to him in the burial mounds, and it was hard, so hard, so hard to eat it, knowing not knowing. But Lan Zhan told him he could do it. He did it. He imagined Lan Zhan stroking his hair as he choked it down. Lan Zhan feeding him. Lan Zhan presses something to his lips, and he doesn't need it. He doesn't want it. Not yet. He isn't hungry enough. But Lan Zhan says he can do it. He does it. Bread. Flat bread. Flaky. Why is it good? Why is it food? Real food. Food for the living. Lan Zhan strokes Wei Wuxian's hair. He kisses his forehead. Warm. Warm lips in such a cold place. In such a place. Not Lotus Pier, and not the burial mounds, but all the same, a grave. His body is sticky, sweat-drenched. His joints ache, fever deep. His muscles want to tremble. Between his legs. It feels beyond disgusting. He spent inside his clothes over and over. Once before they even found this place. Quick and sharp and unexpected. The flip from unsettled painful heat into release happening without warning. Lan Zhan hadn't even noticed. He could have made sure Lan Zhan didn't notice any of it. But maybe then, Lan Zhan wouldn't be kissing his hairline, his brow, the line of his nose. If Lan Zhan knows, what will he do if Lan Zhan knows? If he's understood the difference between drained and dead? The question is beyond the limits of his lucidity. They hold hands on the floor of the coffin. Rest, Wei Ying. More scraps of bread. Water. Yunmeng, Yiling, a Xuanwu cave. He drifts. All graves want a body. In the grave, he tries to rest. 3. Longing. People stroke Wei Wuxian's hair in the dark. It makes him not know where he is. It makes him thrash against a body, and it makes him gasp, startled, when the surface of the body doesn't give. Real comfort at Lotus Pier. The parody of it in the burial mounds. The tension of the grave. Part of him believes that everyone he knows is dead, because he is dead. So if they can touch him then, he isn't dead. Close to death is not quite dead. Returned from death is not quite dead. The body can lie in the coffin and not be dead. There are many kinds of false burial, many false deaths. A hand in his hair. Warm. Nothing comes apart. No fingers disintegrate at the joints. The skin doesn't snag. Wuying, Lan Zhan murmurs. Orientation is difficult. You have to know where you are and what you're facing to begin to find your way forward. Wu Wuxian stills himself, embarrassed by fear. This is a tent at the edge of an encampment, a small space that could be found for them on the shortest of notice. The grave was a day ago. The burial mounds were months and months ago. It is the darkest hour of the night. That's all. The constellations turn unseen above him. He could crawl a body's length and see them. Somewhere horses are awake, sleepily stamping their feet. Somewhere guards walk in regular patterns, marking out the edges of the world. Somewhere further away, out beyond that edge, the river flows deep and fast. He tries not to know if anyone is dying. Extending his senses is a different thing now than it was when he was golden. He pulls himself back in. He measures himself against the jade silk steel of Lan Zhan. Lan Zhan, who has a hand wrapped around his wrist, protecting himself from the way Wei Wuxian was flailing. Their skin against skin. A day ago, they were skin against skin. They were pressed together. He can still smell Lan Zhan when he breathes. Smell him in a way that flips his stomach like desire. It's just a haunting. They've scrubbed all that off themselves. But he's not really in the habit, these days, of discarding ghosts. Even the ones he fears. Even the ones he likes. "Go back to sleep, Lan Zhan," he says. Lan Zhan sighs quietly. His hand loosens. His fingertips are still touching the inside of Wei Wuxian's wrist, where the skin is thin, where all important things are close to the surface. "I wasn't sleeping," he says. "Go to sleep for the first time, then," Wei Wuxian tells him. Lan Zhan is silent. What are they doing? With all these new secrets in Lan Zhan's hands, what are they doing? Lan Zhan wants so badly to care for him. It's incomprehensible. Wei Wuxian wants to send him away, and he wants to kiss him. The humiliation of his body's reactions the day before is lodged in his throat. His memories are fever blurred, but his senses remember. Is it selfish to want his conscious mind to know as much as his fingers do? They share the space, small and close. They rest with their bodies touching. It's like and not like a day ago. The air is moving, alive. There's no fever need, not like that one. Not one that comes from ordinarily magical toxins. The slow movement of people around them means less danger than utter silence would. "Do you ever sleep through the night?" Lan Zhan asks. "Ah, Lan Zhan," Wei Wuxian says. "On rooftop, sometimes." "No, then," Lan Zhan infers. "No," Wei Wuxian says in a whisper. "You sleep in daylight," Lan Zhan says. He knows, Wei Wuxian thinks, with cold horror, before he remembers that he knew Lan Zhan knew, that they've talked about what he's lost. He's dreamt in Lan Zhan's arms besides. Yes, it's easier to sleep in daylight. It's easier to stretch out like a cat in the sun and call it laziness. To soak up warmth. To find living red behind his eyelids and not abyssal black. Yeah, he says. Considers lies and honesty. Pain in the ass, though. Lan Zhan says. But maybe I could sleep a bit in Lan Zhan's arms, he says. Overplays the flirtatious note badly. Winces at it. It sounds all wrong. It sounds like he doesn't mean it. And he's not sure if he wants to not mean it. He's sure that he does mean it. That it would be better. Lan Zhan shifts closer with another tiny sigh. His arm, around Wei Wuxian's waist, holds Wei Wuxian firmly down. It's better, isn't it? It is. It is. He tucks his face in against Lan Zhan's throat, like and unlike a day ago. Lan Zhan strokes his hair. This is where he is.